She just wanted to get together after school with some classmates to pray. Her elementary school said no. Hi, I'm Stuart Shepard, and this is First Liberty Live. Have you downloaded the First Liberty Live app yet? It is a great way to keep track of all these episodes on the go. Just look for it wherever you get an app. It'll download, makes it really easy. Highly recommended. First Liberty sent a letter to officials at an elementary school near Seattle explaining why they must allow an interfaith prayer club. Joining us now from Sammamish, Washington is Laura, who's the student who made the request for the club, and First Liberty attorney Kayla Toney. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Stuart.
It's good to see both of you. Thank you for making time for me today. Laura, let's start with you. Describe the prayer club that you'd like to start. What would it be like?
I think I would want to make it like a place where people could come together and do good in the community.
Describe for me what would happen at the meetings. What would you do once you got there?
I think that we would make posters and kind of plan what we would do and plan some community service projects for the community.
Very good. Why do you think praying together would be helpful for students? Why is that a good thing?
Because when we have our faith, we can be better people, and my faith makes me a better person. And when we are together, then, and when we share our faiths, then we can all be better people and do better.
Well, there are a lot of people who are going to be cheering for you in that. I understand you had some rough moments in fifth grade because you're a religious student. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I know that I feel like because of how I view things differently, I may not be heard the same way, and I might not be looked at the same way, but I know that I can still stay strong because my faith makes me a better person.
And you have friends who've experienced some of that same feeling, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And what's it been like for them? What's their experience been like?
Kind of around the same idea that they may believe in other things, but since it's not, it may not be acknowledged as much as other ideas.
Now, I'm going to talk to Kayla about all the legal aspects of this and all that, but just to help people understand, you got this idea for a club. You wanted it to be an official after-school club, so you went to the principal making the request, can we get together and do this? How did you feel when they told you no?
I didn't feel exactly really angry, but I felt disappointed because it was all good intentions to be good to the community and just serve the community and pray together.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate what you're trying to do there. Kayla, I want to get your take on this as well. I understand the principal told Laura this is just a timing thing. If you'd asked back in October, it would have, you know, would have been different. What's your response to that?
Well, no one knew in October that the school was apparently deciding how to spend its funds. And we know from finding the school's budget online that there's a $14,000 budget for general student activities that can go toward any club. And we also know that the Pride Club was allowed to start just a week before Laura made her request in early February. And it's not just the Pride Club, there's also the Green Team and the Chess Club and the Choir. There's at least a dozen other clubs Excite Elementary School allows, and they can start at any point in the year. So we think that's just an excuse.
And the key there from a legal aspect is these are extracurricular clubs. They aren't, it's not a math club or a science club or a social studies club. These are things outside of the curriculum, right? And that plays a role in this.
That's right. The Supreme Court has been very clear in two cases, Mergens and Good News Club, that as soon as a school district allows one non-curricular club, then they have to allow a religious club. And if they don't, that's actually viewpoint discrimination, and that violates the free speech clause of the First Amendment. And then we also have the free exercise clause of the First Amendment, which protects students' ability to pray freely, to be able to express their faith, and to say no to a request like this actually shows hostility toward religion, and that also violates the free exercise clause.
I want you to make a comparison for us between the facts of the Good News Club case, which was a precedent-setting victory at the Supreme Court, and the facts that are in this case out of Washington. How do they compare?
Well, in Good News Club, that was back in 2001, and a group of parents and members of the community wanted to help start a local chapter of a Good News Club, which is sort of a national organization that, you know, seeks to share Christianity with students and give them an opportunity for that. And so they were denied because it was religious, and the Supreme Court held that as long as the school allows one non-curricular club, they have to allow a religious club to meet. Now, this case is even easier from a legal standpoint because Laura's a student and this is absolutely her idea. So this is student-led from the start and she's not an outside group. And besides, her club is open to people of all faiths. So she's not even necessarily trying to, you know, evangelize her friends. She's just wanting her friends to feel safe and welcome and be able to express their own faiths too. So we think this case is even easier than Good News Club. And thanks to the good precedent from that case, we're hopeful that it would be a strong win in court.
And that, I can't tell you how many times over the years I've heard the connected phrases, student-initiated, student-led. This is exactly that. I mean, it couldn't be even more on point than that.
That's right. Absolutely.
When I looked up the school on the map, I saw that it is on the other side of the Puget Sound from Bremerton, Washington, which happens to be the location of the football field where we won a victory for Coach Joe Kennedy at the U.S. Supreme Court on the idea of prayer and schools. How does that case connect to this one?
It's a very strong connection. That case, it was a wonderful win for religious liberty and for free speech. The court held that the clauses of the First Amendment work together. And so there's actually double protection for religious speech like Laura's because she has the free speech clause protecting her and also the free exercise clause. And both of those protected Coach Joe Kennedy's ability to pray on the field. And one of the important things that the court noted was that his prayer was not coercive. If students wanted to join him, they absolutely could, but he was not trying to convince them to. He was simply, you know, honoring God by his religious exercise. And we think here, you know, very similarly, Laura is, she's just trying to honor God by praying and inviting other friends to join if they want to. And again, the fact that her club is open to all faiths, we think just really strong. So we hope that the ACE District will talk to their friends at Bremerton and take note of that important win for religious liberty. And really, we're just giving them a chance to do the right thing here.
So you've listed the Good News Club case. You've listed the Kennedy case. There's also a Fellowship of Christian Athletes case that plays into this. There is a lot that points in the right direction that the school should head. Tell us about the FCA case.
That's right. I had the pleasure of working on the FCA case for 2 years in a previous role at the Beckett Fund. And that case was very strong. It's in the Ninth Circuit. 10 judges agreed that the Christian club had to be allowed to operate, to choose its own leaders who agreed with its faith principles. And really the school in that case stamped out the Christian club out of existence just because they didn't like its beliefs. But here Laura's club has not even been allowed to form. And so we think the precedent from the Ninth Circuit is very strong from that case too.
I'm gonna give you a chance to summarize all that in one statement. Why should Laura win?
Laura should win because the First Amendment protects her ability to pray and speak freely about her faith with other classmates in a public school setting.
Laura, I want to tell you, we are so proud of you for standing up for your constitutional rights. It is a hard thing to do, and we all know that because we've experienced similar circumstances or in other settings. So we understand a lot of what you're going through from that perspective. So I just want you to know, especially at you're 11 years old now, is that right? Especially at 11, we're so proud of you for taking a stand for what's right and not just saying, oh, never mind, and walking away, because so many people do that. But we don't win our freedoms back until we actually take a stand to do the right thing. A lot of people are going to be praying for you for your success. I want you to know that you have a lot of support, not just there, but all around the country as people hear this story. And I'm going to ask them to pray for you as we go. But I also want to, would you do something for me? Would you close out our program with a prayer for us right now? Would you be okay with that? Okay,
yes.
Go ahead. I'm going to bow my head here, and you take off.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee that we could do this interview today and that we could be able to share how important it is. All our voices need to be heard, and please bless the people that are scared that they will be able to find the confidence that they'll be able to speak up for what they believe in too. And we thank thee for all that we have, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Very well put. Thank you so much for doing that. Kayla, thank you for being there with her. Laura, again, we're proud of you, and we're cheering for you all the way, okay?
All right, thank you for having us on.
Thank you from here. If you'd like to see America's religious heritage defended, would you consider supporting First Liberty Institute? You just heard a great example of what we do every day here. We have a very talented team of attorneys who are ready to enter the fray wherever it is, anywhere in the country. Just look for the big red give button right up at the top of the page. First Liberty is fighting for what matters most.